Our next scripture reading is Mark chapter 14, verses 11 through 26. They were pleased to hear what he had to say and promised to give him money. So Judas started looking for a good chance to hand Jesus over to them. On the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, the day the lambs for the Passover meal were killed, Jesus' disciples asked him, "Where do you want to go and get the Passover meal ready for you?" Then Jesus sent two of them with these instructions: "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house he enters, and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher says, where is the room where my disciples and I will eat the Passover meal?' Then he will show you a large upstairs room, fixed up and furnished, where you will get everything ready for us." The disciples left, went to the city, and found everything just as Jesus had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, Jesus came with the 12 disciples. While they were at the table eating, Jesus said, "I tell you that one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." The disciples were upset and began to ask him, one after the other, "Surely you don't mean me, do you?" Jesus answered, "It will be one of you 12, one who dips his bread in the dish with me. The Son of Man will die as the scriptures say he will, but how terrible for that man who will betray the Son of Man. It would have been better for that man if he had never been born." While they were eating, Jesus took a piece of bread, gave a prayer of thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples. "Take it," he said. "This is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks to God, and handed it to them, and they all drank from it. Jesus said, "This is my blood, which is poured out for many, my blood which seals God's covenant. I tell you, I will never again drink this wine until the day I drink the new wine in the kingdom of God." Then they sang a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives.
Lord, we give to you our resentment and our grudges.
Lord, have mercy.
We know that our spirit has not been that of Christ.
Lord, have mercy.
We have sown seeds of hate, bitterness, and resentment.
Lord, have mercy.
We have been disobedient and ungrateful.
Lord, have mercy.
We have listened to the powers of darkness.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, the suffering and humble servant, forgive us, we pray, and renew us in his power. Amen. I invite the third scripture reader.
Mark 14, verses 43 through 50. The arrest of Jesus. Jesus was still speaking when Judas, one of the 12 disciples, arrived. With him was a crowd armed with swords and clubs and sent by the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders. The traitor had given the crowd a signal: "The man I kiss is the one you want. Arrest him and take him away from guard." As soon as Judas arrived, he went up to Jesus and said, "Teacher," and kissed him. So they arrested Jesus and held him tight. But one of those standing there drew his sword and struck at the high priest's slave, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus spoke up and said to them, "Did you have to come with swords and clubs to capture me as though I were an outlaw? Day after day I was with you teaching in the temple, and you did not arrest me. But the scriptures must come true." Then all the disciples left him and ran away.
When you are dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all of our sins, having canceled the statement of indebtedness with the particulars that was against us and stood opposed to us. He has taken it away, nailed it to the cross. God is the God of perfect forgetfulness. God forgives and forgets. It is over now. really over. Get on with your life, living it as God intended you to live in it in the first place. God is the God of fresh starts and of second chances. Tonight, yours has begun. Go in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, not tentatively, but boldly, not cynically, but hopefully, not sadly, but joyfully, because tonight we have met again with the one who creates, forgives, and redeems. Amen.